The CEO of an interior design school in Seattle and Portland is opening up about her traumatic childhood in a new memoir and what it took to repair the relationship with her mother.
Joining us on the Como Newsline is Stephanie Thornton Plymail. Your memoir is called American Daughter. And Stephanie, you've had so much success as the CEO of Heritage School of Interior Design. So you're helping make homes beautiful. So it's got to be pretty tough for people to believe for a lot of years you had anything but the perfect home, from living out of a car with your siblings to living in foster homes. Explain how your mom's battle with mental illness impacted you as a child.
Well, my mom was in and out of psych wards and jails my entire life. I was in and out of all different homes. She was diagnosed with bipolar. She also has dissociative disorder, which is kind of like multiple personalities, as most people would know it as. So she was extremely mentally ill and placed in hospitals probably up to 100 times in her life, which obviously would give me most of my life being in unstable situations.
So as a child, are you fending for yourselves?
We did fend for ourselves almost completely. There was, when we were living in a car on the beach, there was a box of food in the back, and some days there was food and some days there wasn't. And my mother would leave for the day and hopefully bring food back to us.
When you look back on it, how does that make you be the person you are today?
It's not ideal, and I'm really thankful for the opportunities that I've had in life. But I think in some ways, the childhood that I have has made me a survivor and makes me fight for everything that I have. And I work really hard for what I have. So in those ways, the positive is that it has just made me stronger as a person and have and really a lot of empathy for other people. I mean, I can't look at a homeless person without knowing that was me. That could be me.
You remained estranged from your mom most of your adult life, and you didn't really, sounds like, know or understand a lot about your past. What changed that? Who called you and turned your world upside down one day?
So what happened is my mom was diagnosed with lung cancer. And previous, my mom had threatened to burn my house down and kill me and tried to take my son from school. So there was a stalking order between us. She was very violent in one of her personalities. But when she called and was diagnosed with cancer, at that point, I knew I had to get to the bottom of what happened to us. You know, how did she get so mentally ill? How did I have such a horrendous childhood? How did this happen? So I set up a series of interviews with her because it was the only way she would really talk to me and tell me the truth, is if we were in an interview situation. And so during those interviews, what happened that changed everything for me is that my mom revealed what had happened to her when she was a young girl. She was abducted and gang raped. And that is what created the brokenness that she was. And so I then became her guardian. And then we started really working out through these interviews, all the issues between us.
And did you forgive?
Yes, I did. I ended up fully forgiving my mom, and not just overnight. I did these interviews and worked with her all the way up until she died. And we actually processed all the trauma and all the abuse and the homelessness and everything that I went through. And we also processed everything that she went through, from what happened to her when she was a little girl. And she was able to talk about that and be healed from that herself. That trauma had stayed with her entire life and only came out through these different personas and through mental illness. So by the time she died, we came to terms and we really found love for one another. And one of the last things she said to me is, "Tell the world how much we love each other now."
Stephanie Thornton Plymail is going to be at Third Place Books February 27th. Thank you so much for being with us, Stephanie.
Thank you so much for having me.